So children, can any of you tell me what happened at church 2 weeks ago? We had a special Sunday service. Can you remember why? Can you remember what happened? Can anybody tell me? You were like, that's like 2 weeks. Yes, was that a yes? Can you remember, Ethan? Can you tell everybody what happened?
Steps.
Okay, so we had steps. What does that mean? What did we do? Can you remember?
We give money to help things help with the vineyard house.
Spot on. How amazing is he? So, for those of you who don't know, Vineyard House is our really exciting new building just a couple of streets away over there that we have purchased. And we need some money to do all the amazing things that we want to bless the community with. So we had a special service where people could give some money, and that was children and that was grown-ups. So everybody was invited to be part of that. And people gave just so generously. And would you like to hear how much money we've raised so far? Okay, I need a drum roll then. Give us a drum roll. Okay, we raised £5.22. Oh no, that's my pocket money for the week. Okay, another drum roll. We raised £78,000. Isn't that amazing? Let's give a cheer for that. That's amazing. So you might be thinking, I'm not part of that £78,000. I'm hearing about it for the first time today. I've not been here for a couple of weeks. I've missed out. You haven't missed out. It's not too late. If you would like to make a donation, if you'd like to give some money to be part of that, there are some Steps 2019 cards. They're just coming around now. So if you'd like one of these, pop your hands up. It's got more information. So if you just want to know what it is, put your hand up if you'd like to be able to give. Again, put one of these up. There's a pledge card in it. And during the communion, when you come up, if you bring it with you and just pop it in this basket here, and then we'll be able to add those into the total. So, I mean, we've done amazingly well so far, but I'm sure there is more to come. God has so much more for us than what we've got already. But thank you for everyone who has given. It's been absolutely fantastic. So I would like to invite my friend Billy up. He's going to come and tell us his story of the Steps campaign and what happened when he trusted God and he listened to him and he obeyed him and he stepped out in giving. So let's have a listen. Hi, Billy.
Thanks, Joss. As some of you might know, I was made redundant in March, and normally I'd be really worried and anxious about what that meant, and I would probably rush into getting another job straight away that wasn't right for me, but just to keep money coming in. God's been so generous to me, and I prayed to him that I would be freed from that fear and anxiety, and amazingly, I have been. And so now I'm getting to, you know, the situation's the same. I still don't have a job, but now I'm getting to really, really enjoy this time out of work and get my daughter Juliet up for school and take her to school and then, you know, make her lunch and things like that and hang out with her after school at the park and do more cooking at home. And the laundry, I'm not such a fan of, but I'm doing it. And, you know, just things like that. So I'm really enjoying that instead of just being worried about it. And I just feel a massive trust in God and confidence about the future that, you know, when I do get back into work, it'll be something that he really wants me to do. But, you know, when I haven't got an income coming in, you know, I would normally be really, really cautious about money and think, oh, the last thing I want to do at a time like this is, you know, be giving my money away. I probably have made excuses and tried to find a way of justifying myself why not to give to, something. So when I was praying to God about, well, what should I do about the Steps campaign to help fund Vineyard House, actually he put a specific figure in my head really clearly. It's like, oh, okay. But then 2 weeks ago, I put a pledge for that amount in that basket. And then when I got back to my pew, I was like, started shaking and felt cold and things. I felt absolutely flooded with the Holy Spirit. And I I had never felt anything like that before, and I didn't really know why it was happening to me. But I talked to some wise and experienced friends, and after praying and talking, I received a word, and it was that I'd been obedient, and God wanted to affirm that, and but also kind of, you know, show me, remind me of his awesomeness so that I would keep on being obedient and trusting in him and doing what he wants me to do. So.
Thank you, Billy. That's amazing. So that's just one story. I'm sure there's loads of other stories people have got of when they've, you know, they've heard from God and they decided to trust him. And when we do that, God just blesses us so much. So thank you, Billy, for sharing that. It's a real encouragement.